Welcome to Fearless Dentistry, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of dentistry with your fearless host, Dr. John Gordon. Dr. Gordon will fearlessly guide you through the evolving landscape of dentistry. Get ready to embrace the fearless mindset and revolutionize your dentistry practice. This is Fearless Dentistry with Dr. John Gordon.
Welcome to this episode of the Fearless Dentistry Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John Gordon. Thank you for joining us today. We have a guest that I'm really excited to share with you. She's excited to share a lot of thoughts and ideas with you also. Her name is Daniela Skeen, and Daniela comes to us from down in Florida. We were on a three-hour webinar about 10 days ago, weren't we, Daniela?
Yes, we were.
And I loved the energy that I saw with Daniela as the webinar was going about. She always had this big, bright, contagious smile on her face. And it, for me, it's hard for me to resist someone who's constantly smiling. Or when they do smile, they give you this big, ambitious, energetic, welcome, I can't wait to meet you and talk to you, smile. And that's what I saw from you, Daniela, in the webinar. And I immediately thought, I have to make a connection with you. And we did last week. We talked with each other, and I really enjoyed learning about you. So, Daniela, I'm going to let you share with the audience and listeners about yourself and what you want them to know about you that will pique a little bit of their curiosity. So I'm going to let you take it away.
All right. Thank you, Dr. John. Well, first and foremost, I wanted to thank you for having me as a guest on your podcast. I am honored and thrilled to be here. We had such a great conversation last week. That could have been a podcast about the power of communication and connecting with other individuals, human beings, and most certainly and most importantly with our patients, right? And so my name is Daniela Skeen, and I'm a coach, speaker, and educator in the practice management space for our dental industry. And what I do specifically is I work with dentists and their teams, not only to help them with their systems and accountabilities, because I truly believe that when we could streamline our systems, get, you know, checklists in place, get everyone on board with the same system, that it just makes everyone's jobs easier. Like, that's something that I do. But in addition to that, I also work with doctor and teams on communication, nonverbal communication, verbal communication, and sales and the customer service experience. And I just love it. It's so fun. And when you're good at something, right? Like when you're an athlete and, you know, playing in the NFL or NBA, and you do it for such a long time, it's so fun. You have a love for it. And so what I see oftentimes in the dental practice is people are having some areas where they're lacking confidence because they haven't had enough practice. They haven't been taught the tools, the strategies, and the techniques to really help them have a better experience, not only for themselves as the employees, but also for their patients, right? Like nobody has a good time when an angry patient comes into the practice asking about their insurance bill or a bill that they got because, let's say, that crown that we did that was a Zurich ceramic crown got downgraded to a PFM crown, and now they have, like, I don't know, a $200 or $300 bill. They are livid. And you, if you're a front admin administrative team member, if you're not taught how to deal with conflict resolution or if you're not taught on how to deal with that type of individual, if you don't know the verbal cues and the nonverbal cues, that could be a disaster. And then it really just ruins your day. It ruins your experience. It ruins the doctor's day. And now everyone has like this bad energy. this bad energy. And oftentimes that's what I see versus the teams that know how to communicate effectively, that are taught on how to really speak with the patients that are upset and frustrated in a professional way. They're able to handle those conversations and really lead the conversation and help the patient understand and take ownership of what's going on. And that's what I do. And I want to do that because I truly believe that every dental practice, whether you have a coach or not, needs support. I know that when I was in the dental practice, like in the trenches, I needed support. I had a mentor. I still have a mentor to this day. I had a coach. I still have a coach till this day. And that's what I believe. You know, if you want to be the best, then you're going to do the things that are going to help get you there. Excuse me. So that's a little bit about me and my journey and what I do. And I've been in dentistry for 14 years and I'm in the practice management space. And yeah, and that's kind of what we're going to do today. We're going to talk a little bit about customer service and how that's so powerful and how that kind of is intertwined with communication and all the fancies. And we're just going to have such an amazing conversation. Honestly, I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Thank you, Daniela. That was an awesome introduction of yourself. And that's what you just shared with me is exactly why I love to have my guests introduce themselves, because they get to share their passion. And, you know, we as people, when we communicate with each other, we can sense passion. Mm-hmm. We can sense sincerity. We can sense excellence. It takes those things from an intangible feeling to where it becomes very tangible. We can feel it. And that's what I loved about your intro there. There was a lot of passion. Let's have fun with this just a moment before we go into a different direction. You talked about the scenario where the CERIC, the all-ceramic crown, was done for a patient. Let's keep it CERIC/ceramic. Any office can make it. Let's say it's a dental ceramic crown, and it's downgraded to the benefits of a porcelain fused to metal. Now, why a dental laboratory would say that they're going to downgrade and take the fee to her, we know why they're doing it, so they can save money on them. But let's go back and say, okay, from the office perspective, let's think from an unreasonable experiential component for the patient. The practice is wanting to live in that unreasonable greatness service. What can they do to prevent that from happening, Daniela?
That's a fantastic question. So, you know, the beautiful thing about patients is that they're no different than you and I. They're human beings. And they don't expect perfection. But what they do expect is convenience is number one. Number two is to have a personal relationship with us. Number three is transparency. Number four is trust. Okay. And so in order for us to be able to prevent that situation from happening in the first place, we need to have a solid system in place that checks all the intricacies of the insurance limitations. So for example, when someone is calling and getting an insurance breakdown, there should be a slot on the insurance breakdown paper, or let's say you do it virtually, or if you have a company that does it, right? Sometimes eAssist gets the insurance breakdowns. There should be a slot that says downgrades to PFM. And if that slot, if the insurance breakdown was done properly, if there was a system in place in the practice that was done properly and it was filled out correctly, then that would be filled, yes or no, right? And then once the treatment coordinator, or if you are the treatment coordinator, because it's going to vary depending on how large the dental practice is, then at that point, when the treatment coordinator goes to put the treatment, you know, on the paper or in the system, depending on, you know, if they use the practice management software to enter treatment, then they're going to be able to prevent that right then and there, because they're going to look at the breakdown and they're going to say, okay, doctor recommended a crown of number 19, and we don't do PFMs in this practice. We only do ceramic crowns. And so let me see if this insurance has a limitation. Do they downgrade to PFMs? If it says yes, then you already know, okay, I need to do the numbers to the best of my ability on what the breakdown is going to be to, right? And then you just look into the fees as far, and then you do the math, right? And if you use your practice management software, then it does the math for you, to be quite honest for you. It does everything for you. That's why I love certain softwares versus other softwares, because that will help save tremendous amount of time. If everything's entered in the system properly, then all you have to do is literally put in one little number and done. It just generates all the numbers for you. But I always double, triple check, because human error is a real thing. It does happen, right? And so those are the two tips that I typically tell dental practices. Always check the insurance breakdown. But then the objection I get is, oh, I checked the insurance breakdown, but it wasn't filled or it was empty. Well, if it was empty, then it's your responsibility to make sure that you get the information before you present the treatment plan, and or you need to speak to the insurance coordinator, or if you use a third-party agency, you need to make a note of it. You need to tell the office manager so that they can have a meeting with the third-party agency company, because I did that all the time. I would have meetings monthly with our third-party insurance agency, because we were a very large dental practice. I mean, we're doing $350,000 a month. So either you had two in-house insurance coordinators that all they did was doing breakdowns and insurances, appeals, and or you outsource it. So it's just going to depend on what your circumstances are to your dental practice. But those are my two tips at the very least. If it's empty, that's not an excuse. It's your job to look at it. And then if it is filled in and it says, yes, it breaks down, then put, you know, do the numbers. And then if it's off a little bit, like nobody cares about $30 or $20 or, you know, $50. And sometimes they do, but that's a lot easier to navigate than getting a $300 or $400 bill. That's a lot easier to navigate. Sometimes it's like $5. I've even heard practices say, oh, just write it off. They don't even care about it. But you can't do that either, because, you know, the insurances will get upset. But but that's not the point. But patients are not too crazy about the smaller amounts, but it's more the $200, $300, $400, $500 bill discrepancies. They are very upset. And I would understand.
Sure.
Because I'm expecting you to, you know, at least look up my insurance. You know, I understand you don't have to be an expert, you know, but at least do your due diligence. They are expecting that at the very least. And if you don't do that, unfortunately, what's going to happen is they're going to go to another practice that will do their due diligence.
Correct.
They will.
Yep.
They will.
Yep. Share with me again, Daniela, you mentioned four things the patient does expect. You said patients don't expect perfection.
Yes.
And I think that's right, but they do want it to be done correctly.
Mm-hmm.
We all accept that there is a small margin of error. Now, from the dental perspective, personally for me in the practice, I wanted everything perfect with my treatment, my clinical mm-hmm. procedures. I wanted mm-hmm. perfect. Patients are a little more forgiving, as you mentioned. Share with me again, what are the patients expecting? What do they want from us? You mentioned them.
Yeah, this is really fun. Okay, so I'm really into data and into case studies and, you know, really understanding consumer behavior, right? Because it does change from decade to decade. And so I want to share this with you. There was a study done by HubSpot back in 2019, there was a survey done by HubSpot in 2019, where they said that buyers will pay you more for a better experience. In fact, their findings were buyers will pay 68% more, right, are willing to pay for a product or services from a company with a strong record of good customer service. So I think it's important to highlight and understand that consumers today, and I'm going to use consumers and patients interchangeably because technically every patient is a consumer because we have a product and a service to sell, right? So I'm going to use that interchangeably for anyone who's listening. But they're not like the typical consumers of the past. They're tech savvy, right? Like we have convenience right at our fingertips with our cell phones. They're resourceful. There is a dental practice at every corner. They can go anywhere, anytime. They're intelligent. They're not dumb anymore. Like we have to view our patients now as it is. Like factually, they have resources. They're intelligent. They can do research. They can talk to different doctors. They can come to their own conclusions, right? Now they can't diagnose themselves. We understand that. But more important than that, I'm saying this three times because this is super important for our listeners. They expect convenience. And there was another study done by Harvard Business Review. And we're going to talk about that in a second. And so they expect convenience. And so the four main attributes or qualities that they're looking for in any business, and if you're a dental practice, you are a business, they're looking for personal relationships, trust, transparency, communication, and I'm going to throw in the convenience part, right? And so if we make it hard for our patients to do business with us, if they have to jump over hurdles, they're not going to be our patients anymore. We're going to lose them. And so you see on so many forums online, you know, I'm really trying to get more patients, new patients. I only had 36 last month and I'm trying to get to 50 next month. And, you know, there's this whole thing where they want to grow and I understand it, but just at a fundamental level, we have to just understand what do our patients want? What does the consumer want? And then listen to them. And we're going to get into that later. We talked about that last week. And so those are kind of the four attributes. And it's so funny because if you study history for decades, that's kind of like been the main four attributes. Like those are life attributes and qualities that human beings want. And I truly believe that those are like principles that will never become outdated ever. In my opinion, that's just my personal opinion. I don't believe that those will ever become outdated. So those are the main four. Sorry, kind of got off track, but I wanted to share that little survey with you and all everyone right. who's listening.
I'm glad you did, Danielle, and that's exactly where I wanted you to go with that. Is what you shared with me is those are soft skills. Give the people a nice product, and if you want to be unreasonable, give them a phenomenal product. But don't do it without giving them the exceptional personal experience, the trust factor, the transparency, exceptional communication / connection skills, and convenience. I visited with you last week, and I just finished a book, and I'm going to do kudos for the book on the podcast here. It's Unreasonable Hospitality, a great book. And it's interesting because this is what I tried to incorporate in my practice years ago was, and I shared with you also about my favorite book of all time being Be Unreasonable. Mm-hmm. Both those books, the Be Unreasonable was written in 2007 and Unreasonable Hospitality was released this last fall. Both of them state the exact same thing. And what you did just a minute ago, Danielle, is that people, and I shared with this a minute ago, people definitely can sense 100%. Our feelers are out for the exceptional, great experience. They sense when they go into place. They sense the culture. They sense people striving for perfection. We can feel those things, and we're drawn to them. People will pay a lot of money for that particular scenario. In the book Unreasonable Hospitality, the gentleman owned and really worked. He was part of the staff at the restaurant in New York City called 11 Madison Place. And it is a 3-star Michelin restaurant and a 4-star New York Times restaurant, and one of only 4 restaurants in New York City to have both of those standards. Now, here's a restaurant right in the middle of New York City, and you go there, Daniela, and for a party of 2, you're going to spend about $1,000.
Wow.
The food, each plate that you are given is maybe 2 bites in size. And
wow.
The experience that they give you is that they reserve that table for you for 3 hours. They're not going to rush you. But yeah. Everything about that, you are taking in an exceptional, great experience. And when you do that, even though you get 2 bites of something, your next plate comes, it's 2 more bites. You get to the end of the meal, and what do you remember? It's the old saying, people remember how you treat them. Mm-hmm. We're not going to necessarily remember what we had for that meal, but mm-hmm. we are going to remember how people made you feel. Mm-hmm. And that plays right into what you were talking about with that study, is that people will pay, 68%?
Yeah.
More?
68% of consumers said that they are willing to pay more.
Yes.
For a product or services from a company that has a good record.
Yes. Yes. And so,
a strong record of customer service. That's important.
It pays to have that unreasonable, exceptional customer service.
And there's a lot of different things that, you know, that we can do and to implement in our dental practice that are free.
Yes.
Like, number one, you already highlighted this, enthusiasm.
Yes.
Just having that enthusiasm, you know, and helping your team, you know, really getting your team to kind of help them understand the importance of having enthusiasm in the dental practice and how it has a direct effect on how patients feel. Just that alone, one thing, we have a meeting one time and we just talk about the importance of enthusiasm. We do a little bit of role play and we try to bring it alive and help them understand, how did it make you feel, right? It makes them feel amazing, right? And then you really resonate with the team. It builds team culture, builds leadership. And now you modeled what the expectations are in your dental practice and how you want them to treat your patients. And like you said, they feel the energy. You know, as soon as you see someone, little things, they come in, you acknowledge their presence. You're enthusiastic to see them. Hello, Mary. How are you? It's so great to see you.
Yes.
You smile. That costs nothing. That costs you nothing as a dentist. It costs you nothing. It's free. But those little things make a huge difference. And I'm going to tell you something funny, and I'm sure everyone has had this experience. Have you ever gone to, you know, I hate to say McDonald's, but, you know, have you ever gone to McDonald's and you go up to the cash register and you want to put your order in, right? Like some chicken nuggets. You know, I go with my niece all the time and she loves chicken nuggets and I always get her the Happy Meal, and it makes me happy to get her the Happy Meal.
Sure.
You know, but when I get to the register, you know, the person there, they're not smiling, they're monotone, they're like, they don't even say hi to me. They're just staring at my face. And I feel like awful. I said, man, this person hates their job.
Yes.
I know it.
Yes.
I could feel it. I could see it. I'm like, why are you even here? Why are you even here? Now, no, you know, of course I don't say that to the person that's working there. I know why they're there. But the point is, that's just body language as well. So by just smiling, being enthusiastic, being eager and happy to see our patients, saying their name, you know, little things like that at their first initial visit, every time, even existing patients coming back, that means so much to our patients.
It does.
And oftentimes when practices are really busy, what is that? What's the first thing that goes? That's the first thing that goes. That's the first thing that goes. And so I challenge everyone who's listening on the podcast that if that is something that's kind of been slacking, that's okay. We've all been there, right? Like we've all been there, but I challenge you to reintroduce it, to get back on your game. If you fallen off the bandwagon, so to speak, then just jump back on. Very easy, very practical, doesn't take a lot. It's not hard to do. And those things are so important. And of course, in addition to that, anyone who's answering the phones, they are critical to your business. You could be doing all the marketing you want. You could be investing thousands of dollars in marketing, in your website, SEO, all the things. If you don't have someone who's competent on those phones, then you're going to lose more patients, more money than you can ever imagine. And so again, that's very important as well. And if you don't have enough staff, because we do have an epidemic thing going on, like there truly is not enough staff. And I understand that. That's so hard. And I feel for dentists that are going through that. When COVID happened, I was working when COVID happened. And we legally had to shut down. Of course, everybody shut down, like the whole entire United States. We were out of our office, I think, 2.5 months. So the owners were two periodontists. We had four associates. We had two full-time hygienists. We had six dental assistants, five front desk admin. They all had different jobs. We had a large team. Mm-hmm. Half of our team didn't come back. But you know why? Because there were moms. And they couldn't leave their babies at home. Not babies, but schools didn't open back up.
Right.
The kids that were 10 years old, you know, 8 years old, 9 years old, they weren't going back to school yet. So the moms couldn't just leave them there. You know, you can't just leave like your six-year-old at home. They're still a little too young. And so we had that problem going on. And then in addition to that, they had to teach their kids how to become homeschooled for half a year or a year. It was a disaster. Let's just put it that way. So we're still recovering from post-pandemic. So we don't have enough staff. And I can understand that. But then there are other ways we can outsource, right? We can outsource, but we never want to compromise our quality over quantity.
Correct.
And if we do so, or if we think that that's going to help us elevate or grow our practice in terms of revenue, it's not. Money is walking out the door. You're having patients not return. I know it. I see it. I can pull reports. I can pull the numbers. I mean, you know it. You see it. Right? And so that's why we have people in certain places, coaches, consultants, to help remind us of those things. And in addition to that, if we don't have the capacity to do it, then we can hire someone to do it. And I met with someone yesterday, it was a dentist, and she just told me, Danny, I'm just tired. She's just like, I'm just tired. She's been also, you know, struggling with getting staff and it's post-pandemic still, and she's doing the best she can. And she said there's so many patients she wants to help, but she can't, and she's tired, and she doesn't have enough staff to help her. So she doesn't have the emotional bandwidth to grow.
Correct.
Right. And that's okay. I get it. Like, then get the support. Hire someone like Dr. John Gordon that could help support you navigate, you know, the hard times. Get a coach, get a consultant. That's when you need it most. And that's why I love what I do, because this is where the magic happens. This is like, okay, we can easily, let me pull reports. This is what we need to change. I know how to change it. Let's just do it, right? You don't need to do it. I need you to focus on dentistry.
Yeah.
Do you see? Like, it's just such a beautiful symbiotic relationship. That's truly how I feel when it comes to coaching and consulting. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
When you find the right fit.
Yeah. It is enlightening, and it's fun when you link up with someone who is really I mean, they understand where they are at and they don't really appreciate where they're at. And they don't really necessarily know how to crawl out of the hole. And so they reach out to us, and the desire for help is sincere, mm-hmm. and they're very open. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, it's a lot of fun visiting with those people and sharing and getting to know them. And I treat them basically like a new patient I did in my practice. Tell me your story. Mm-hmm. Let me know what's going on in your life and how can we help you. It's interesting to me, Daniela. I'm like you. I have grandchildren and I take them to McDonald's or Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. and the energy or lack thereof is sometimes, I mean, it amazes me. Mm-hmm. Let's go to McDonald's. And some people go, yeah, McDonald's, that's a low rent restaurant. That's a low profile. And, you know, I don't know that I would go there but let's just say that you do. Mm-hmm. And let's say I go in with my two granddaughters and they're excited, you know, little kids, they love McDonald's.
Oh, they love it. The kids love it. Trust me. All my mom friends, trust me, yeah. I'm telling you. Yeah. And we have a lot of dentists that are probably listening to this podcast and they have children.
Yep.
And they're either, well, I mean, I don't want to say all of them, but, you know, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, and, you know, they probably don't always go there. It's not like an everyday yes. thing, but, you know, it's kind of a treat. Like, it's a treat. You know, we're going to go get popcorn. We're going to get ice cream. It's not exactly. a daily thing. It's a treat.
Exactly. I have two little granddaughters. Every time they come over to see us, they want us to take them to McDonald's for lunch, and we do. So what happened if, you know, if I walk in with my two little granddaughters into the McDonald's restaurant? Let's say, Daniela, you're there at the front. And mm-hmm. you're there to take my order. But you look at me and say, hey, welcome to McDonald's. I'm Daniela. What's your name? And I'd say, John. And then I would introduce my granddaughters to you. And then you would acknowledge me. And then you would acknowledge my granddaughters. And you would ask them a question or two. And, you know, you might say, who's your favorite character from the movies that you watch? And, you know, they may say Elsa. And if they do, then, you know, you can make a comment about Elsa and engage them. Now, that's unreasonable service. That's not typical. That's great service, though. Who do you think I'm going to want to go back and see when I go to that McDonald's again? I'm going to go in and say, is Daniela here today? If she's not up front there immediately, I'm going to say, is she in the back there? Because I'd really like to have her take my order. So you can create the richness in an experience just by, like you say, engaging and doing the things that reasonable businesses won't do. And it makes you feel good about your experience of going there and taking my grandchildren. Why can't we do those simple things?
So what I've been seeing more often than not is that there's pain points to offering this level of service. And I believe that this is a pain point only if you allow it to be a pain point. But the pain points that I've been like seeing in the dental space is a lot of doctors don't think they have time, or their staff don't think they have time. I don't believe that, but that's a common objection I get. Like, I don't have the time to do that. That takes too much time. Okay, that's one of the main things that they talk about. A second to that is, which I know it's going on, but there are ways around this staffing issue. They don't have enough staff, and the only staff they do have are typically doing multiple jobs. So they're like, okay, well, I'm on the phone, you know, I'm getting an insurance breakdown, I'm checking a patient out, you know, then a patient walks in, you know, how could I extend myself? And I could understand that. But again, there are ways we can alleviate that by outsourcing, by getting interns, you know, reaching out to different universities in the area to see if there's any interns that could help relieve certain situations. And what did I say? I said time. I said the staffing issue. And what was the third thing? Some doctors just don't believe that. Some doctors don't believe that providing good customer service can really help them with their bottom line. They're just like, yeah, you know, whatever. It's not important to them. They don't see the value in it. So for me, that's kind of the three main ones that across the board I have encountered. Oftentimes I'll work with a doctor. A doctor's like, well, I don't want to pay someone to work with my team to do that. That's crazy. They don't see the value in it, right?
Correct.
Versus the doctors that see the value in it. They're willing to pay a coach or a speaker or consultant to come in, work with the team and the dentist. And then, you know, if they compare from month to month and track the analytics and the reports, I'm telling you, they will see a difference.
Yes.
In their bottom line.
Yes.
Profitability. This is money. I can guarantee it.
Yep.
So that's why I love case studies and data, because it doesn't lie. Money doesn't lie. The numbers don't lie.
Yep.
So you can tell people they're liars all they want, but you know, if there's case studies and data that's shown that the numbers don't lie, yep. They just don't.
Yep.
And there's a science to that. Like, it's like the law of gravity.
Yep.
Nobody can argue that.
Yep.
And if you do, you're kind of crazy,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, really. The phrase, I shared this with you the other day, slow down to speed up. And that's one thing that I discovered and I initiated in my practice many years ago when I started doing cosmetic dentistry, is that I slowed down my processes. And I know that, you know, there's doctors, and you shared that, they just don't believe in that. They've got to keep it going. They've got to get patient and patient and patient and patient and patient going through the practice. And that wears you out. That emotionally and physically wears you out. I slowed down so I could speed up. And what I mean by that, my audience really understands that, they've heard me say it over and over again, is that when I slowed down and I put the soft skills as the major emphasis in the patient experience, from the minute that they started looking at my website and my marketing material to the phone experience they had with my staff, is that we concentrated on the things that we felt were most important, and that was connection and relationship. Mm-hmm. And when we did that, Daniela, we had patients referring patients because of our customer service. And we were able to really slow down and have great new patient experience, to where, you know, the national average at that point, I think back when I was really doing this, was, I think the average new patient was about $450. And the average patient for me in my practice was about $6,500.
Wow.
And that's because I slowed down and I listened to the patient, and I really learned to understand what they wanted. And then you give them what they want in a nice environment, in a nice slowed down experience. I shared with you the restaurant in New York, and you know, where they allow you 3 hours. Well, your normal restaurant is going to push you to be out of that seat in 45 minutes or so. And because they see that we've got to turn that over, on that particular table, we have to have X amount of dollars average per hour. And if the people are sitting there lengthy time, we're not going to meet that. But what if we slow down and say, okay, let's have an exceptional experience with these people. Let's raise our fees for that. But also, as we raise our fees, we have to raise our service. We have to be very unreasonable. And some people may misunderstand unreasonable as that, unreasonable being, that's not the direction that you should go. That's totally unreasonable. That's stupid. That's silly. Whatever. No, unreasonable is giving people experiences beyond their dreams and their imagination. That's unreasonable. And when you give them an unreasonable experience with a quality product, people will, as you say, spend more money. They will be more likely to come back, because they're able to sit there and have the conversations that are meaning with the people at the table. They get to have their own interactive connection and relationship with each other at the table. But also, they have a really great interaction and connection with the dining room area service people.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and I agree. And I agree. And so one of the things I wanted to share with the audience, just to kind of go to complement what you said, was a survey done by Harvard Business Review. And I want to share it because it's so powerful. Let me find it real quickly. And because I'm a little bit of a data junkie, there was a survey done, says, What is the number one most important factor in a customer's loyalty? That's kind of like a juicy question, right? Like, what's the number one? We talked about a lot of things: communication, patient relations, trust, transparency. But the number one most important factor in a customer's loyalty in the 21st century, remember, this is important, is reducing patient or customer effort. So when it comes to being unreasonable and providing exceptional experiences for our patients and the dental practice, which you just alluded to, it's really giving them that wow experience. And a part of that is doing the work for them, reducing their workload. Again, if you have to make them jump through hurdles just to work with your dental practice, they're going to just hang up and call the next office.
Yes.
And I'm going to give you an experience. This happens every day in dental practices. They pick up the phone, you know, can you please hold? They're on hold for 20 minutes.
Yep.
Then when they answer the phone, hey, I have a billing question. The billing lady's not here. She's only part-time. Let me get your information. They don't even get a call back. The patient calls back 3 more times. They email, they text, all the things. You are putting your patient in a position to leave the practice. They don't want to.
Correct.
They have a simple question about their bill. They probably, if they're calling your office, then they want to pay the bill.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, they want to give you money.
Come on, guys, right? But how often does that happen? Every single day in thousands of dental practices nationwide. And so what's happening to the typical consumer and to the patients, they don't want that anymore. They're over it. They're like, I'm done. Like, I'm calling you. I'm just trying to understand what's going on with my bill. You don't even call me back. I have to reach out to you 10 times. You know what? I'm not going to pay you. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And they do.
Yeah.
And so that's really important, because if we can understand that, that will put us in a position where we're like, okay, you know what? We understand the needs of our patients. We understand the needs of our typical consumers. So we need to prioritize putting their needs first. And we have to learn how to do that.
Yes.
If we haven't been taught, we have to learn how to do that. And
correct.
If we don't have systems in place that help us do that, we need to either, you know, implement the systems, hire someone to implement the systems. I mean, it's so critical. And I actually Googled this. This was a couple months ago, so I haven't recently Googled it, but I Googled how many dental practices existed in the United States. And a couple months ago, maybe like 6-8 months ago, it told me that there were over 200,000 dental practices that existed. So from then to now, it's probably gone up. Probably let's add another 50,000. Just, you know, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
And that doesn't include yearly how many dentists are graduating, right? So like, we have so many individuals that we can help. So many. And I'm not so sure that they understand the importance. That's why we're having this conversation of exceptional experiences, of customer service, of communicating at a very high level, nonverbal and verbal, just smiling, saying their names, nodding, making
yes.
that connection,
yeah.
having that enthusiastic energy, you know, truly, genuinely, because they can fake, they can sense, like you said, if it's genuine. If it's fake, they can sense it. They know, like, this person's
sure.
totally being fake.
Sure.
Don't be fake. Be yourself.
Absolutely.
Right? And there's a meme. I'm going to share the meme with all the guests. It's so funny. I wish we can do memes. We can't do memes, but the meme says, my customer service voice went to Harvard. So I kind of share that with everyone, because I'm Latin, and so I have a little bit of an accent sometimes. And when I get around my family, we start speaking Spanish, and you know, we just, all the accents start coming out. And sometimes I could speak a little different. But when I'm at the dental practice, or I'm working with clients or patients, you know, I'm myself still. I'm still myself. I'm still bubbly and energetic, and I love to laugh, and I love joking around, and you know, I love people, so I love to learn more about them. But I still have my customer service voice on, you know? And so it's just a funny meme, because you, some people think like, that's being fake, but it's not being fake. You're being yourself, but you're just providing a high level of service to your patients because you want them to feel comfortable. You want them to feel that they're the most important thing that's existed on this earth. And if I can give that to one person in that moment, like what a kind gift is that?
Oh, absolutely.
What a kind gift is that you're giving? That's how I view it. You're giving someone a gift in that moment.
Yeah.
Because in this day and age, people, you know, we live in a me first world. Everything's about me, 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 selfies and all the things. And that's how it is. People, that's just the way it is. But if we can flip the script and really serve our patients hard, genuinely, competently, and with enthusiasm, that's going to change the game. That's going to change the game.
Yeah.
It's going to change the game. And so that's my jam. That's what I love to do. It's fun. And they're soft skills. So anyone can do it. Like that's another thing. In my webinar, Crafting an Unparalleled Experience for Your Patients, I talk about that. Like, what does this tell us? What does the data tell us? It tells us that if you're a dentist or if you're a team member, hygienist, you have a direct influence on each and every single person that comes in the dental practice. So that is powerful. So I tell them, like, you have the power. You can do this. I know you can do this. I have confidence you can do this. That's how easy it is. And so it's like, I want to instill confidence in them that they can do it. It's easy.
Yeah.
Because it is. Like, trust me, if I can do it, so can you.
Yeah.
And so, and it's fun. Like once we learn how to do it properly, it's super fun.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what brings me so much joy. And I loved it.
I can tell. I knew in watching you during the webinar that you enjoy engaging with people and sharing. And again, that's what attracted me to you, along with your smile and your energy. You know, we try to complicate things too much, Danielle. And you know, a lot of this is very simple. It's just having a great conversation. It's like inviting one of the most important people in your lives to come into your house and sit in your front room and have a conversation with you. That's the way to look at it. And again, remembering that people never forget how you make them feel. Mm-hmm. And the only way that you're going to know how they would like to feel is to ask them the question. What makes you feel really good? What would make you feel really awesome while you're in our dental office? What do you need from us? You know, early in our podcast here, I said, let's have some fun and let's look at building the ideal, unreasonable dental practice is what I was going to. We're into this at 50 minutes, Daniela, and we'll start closing the window on this here in a second. So let's have a second episode here where you and I together, based upon your experience with your coaching and consulting and my experience with listening to people and practitioners on the podcast and other offices that I visit and spend time with, let's build the unreasonable dental practice that we feel would be extremely successful. And I know that you have great thoughts and ideas along that, and I do too. And what I want our audience to pick up from that is that how it is not that difficult. It is not that difficult. We make it difficult ourselves. So we're going to share with them how to get out of their own way and build a practice that is so much fun, that is a lot less stressful, far more profitable, and fun and fulfilling. Now, does that sound like fun or what?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? If you know, it's so funny because when I'm always going to courses too because I love learning. I just love to learn. That's my thing.
Yeah.
So I took, I'm not sure if you've heard of Catherine Idle-Belt's Transformational Trainers Workshop.
No.
Well, she trains the trainers. So I'm a trainer. I train, you know, dentists and their teams. And so she trains the trainers. So I went to her 2-day workshop, intensive workshop, phenomenal, exceptional. She trains us on human behavior, adult learning behavior, like all the things, all the science. So like I was able to geek out on that because that's like, I love that. Then we did a lot of exercises, role playing, how to really get the team to engage, right? Because some people don't like to learn. They find it boring, or again, they don't see the value. Like, so how do you get the buy-in right when you walk into the dental practice? Once the dentist said, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to train the team. So it was so fun. That was last November, I think. So a couple months ago. And she helped me and everyone there, because there was like, I think 20 of us, understand that don't use the word games. I like to call the exercises games. Like, we're going to play a game. She's like, and I said, I'm really interested in to ask you why I shouldn't use that word, right? Because she said language matters. And she said, well, she said, most dentists don't like to pay you to play games with their staff. And I said, okay, you're right. I said, I agree with that. I 100% agree. I said, however, what if I told that dentist, if I got you and your team to play this game, that you would gain $20,000 or $30,000 from it? Would you be interested? What would you say?
If you asked me that, I'd say, let's start. When can we begin?
Let's do it.
You bet.
Exactly. And you know why I know that's true is because on TV, do you see those people on TV that have money and they pull out $50, $100, you know, whatever, $500, and they're just recording. They're going around, hey, I have $100 right here. Would you play this game? And if you win, you get the $100, right? So of course, it's going to be a little bit differently. It's different for dentistry, but I encourage to do role play exercises with your team so that we can get transformation, because the transformation happens in the doing. Yeah. And I really feel that if they learn these soft skills and we build like this practice and we help the dentist understand the intricacies, really like step by step, that they can really make some magic happen. And that's really important.
Well, we're going to do that next time, Daniela. We're going to play a game, and we're going to let our imagination and creativity go. And we're going to build a practice format that any office can do it, mm-hmm. and they won't have to spend a lot of money. So that's going to be our next journey together, you and I. Thank you so much for being with me today. I've loved the conversation, and I look forward to our next one, Daniela.
Yeah, this was so fun. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it is. And Daniela, I'm going to post in our show notes, at the end of our show notes, how the audience can get a hold of you, make connection with you, and hopefully you can enlist some people and do some business with them and help their practice start to grow and thrive in direction and in a magnitude that they didn't think or realize that they really could ever go to.
Yep. So. And what I will say, in addition to that, I'm going to leave everyone here. I want to leave the audience with something, a quote. I'm really big into quotes too, by Maya Angelou. And I'm sure everyone's heard this quote before and is very familiar with it. But basically her quote said, I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. So I believe that to be true. It's been my experience. I know it's been your experience.
Without
many
a doubt.
Others. And I'm grateful to be here. My name's Daniela Skeen. I'm a coach, consultant, speaker. I help dentists and teams. You can find me on social media, on Instagram, Daniela_Skeen, or on Facebook, Daniela Skeen. You can also email me at DanielaRSkeen@gmail.com. And if you do so, I am offering all of your guests and all your audience a free 30-minute coaching consultation. So if they want to learn more about this, or if they're having a specific issue in their practice, as long as they tell me that they listen to this podcast on Dr. John Gordon's podcast, then I will offer them free 30-minute coaching either with them or their team.
That's awesome.
Complimentary. And that is my gift to them.
That's a great gift. Thank you. That's very kind and gracious of you, Danielle. I appreciate that. And I know the audience will also. Again, thank you very much. It's been a real delight and real pleasure spending time with you today. And I look forward to our next podcast where we're going to build this beautiful, unreasonable practice that doctors would dream of. So that ends our podcast today for the Fearless Dentistry. I'm your host, Dr. John, and my wonderful guest, Danielle Skeen. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on Fearless Dentistry with Dr. John Gordon. Stay fearless, keep pushing boundaries, and continue making a lasting impact in dentistry. Subscribe for more fearless conversations. Until next time, keep spreading smiles.